from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, Hurricane Helene is officially the deadliest storm to hit the mainland U.S. since Hurricane Katrina. Officials have put the death toll at least 215, with more than half of those killed in North Carolina. Hundreds of thousands are still without power across the southeast today as crews scramble to restore electricity to desperate customers. A Union County municipal judge whose pattern of inappropriate behavior included getting drunk and raunchy at a work holiday party is removed permanently from his office. A state Supreme Court order has been issued regarding Richard Obuck of Elizabeth after a report by the Advisory Committee on Judicial Conduct. He had been suspended without pay since July. Governor Phil Murphy is rallying support to lower the voting age for New Jersey's school board elections.
Rutgers Newark is hosting an event Saturday for those who want to lower the voting age for school board races. The Vote 16 Youth Summit will run from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and will equip New Jersey teens with the tools needed to advocate for a younger voting age. A bill sitting in committee would allow 16 and 17-year-olds in New Jersey to vote in their school board elections. Governor Phil Murphy, who has expressed support for the bill, will be at Saturday's summit with Newark Mayor Roz Baraka. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And Vice President Kamala Harris's husband comes to campaign in his native New Jersey this weekend. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff will speak at events in Red Bank and Old Japan tomorrow at fundraisers for his wife's presidential campaign. Ex-President Donald Trump is back on the campaign trail in western Pennsylvania tomorrow. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. More sun than clouds this weekend. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather through the rest of this afternoon. Turning out partly sunny, pleasant afternoon with highs in the middle 70s. Clouds will quickly thicken up, though, for this evening, leading to a shower in spots. For tonight, a low near 60 degrees. Tomorrow, some early clouds will break for some sunshine for the afternoon. Should be a great day for outdoor activities with pleasant conditions. Temperatures from the mid to upper 70s. Then for tomorrow night, clear and cold. Lows in the upper 40s in the northwest to around the upper 50s near the shore. And as we head into Sunday, turning out mostly sunny. Should be a great day across much of the region, though if you are heading out to the shore, expect rough surf to develop. Temperatures on Sunday from the low to mid 70s. Some more showers then returning for Sunday night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Matt Benz.
Piscataway 76, Point Pleasant 71, and Camden 77. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.